Okay, let's start with the very first Rashi in all of Chumash. Rashi quotes from Rabbi Yitzchak the question as to why the Chumash actually begins with the story of Bereishis. Rashi says you really should have started the Torah from the 12th parak of Sefer Shmos, HaChodesh HaZelechem. That's the very first mitzvah that the Jews were given as a nation. The first mitzvah, we were given three, of course, to individuals. Avraham Avinu was given the mitzvah of Bris Milah, and Adam HaRishon was given the mitzvah of Pru Urvu, and Yaakov was given the mitzvah of not eating the Gid HaNasher. But the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael is given as a nation is the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh, of declaring Rosh Chodesh, HaChodesh HaZelechem. And Rabbi Yitzchak asks in the Medrash, as Rashi quotes, that's where Torah should have started from. Now the Maral explains the question is from the word Torah itself. The name Torah means hora'ah. It means to teach, to instruct, like a mora, like a mora da asra, a rabbi of a shul or a teacher, is the language of Torah. So it has to be instructive. And while all of Torah, of course, the Maral says nothing is extra, every letter and every word is explained and darshined. But since Torah is instructive for the way that we need to live, so why, Rabbi Yitzchak asks, are we starting from the story of Bereishis? What do we need that for? And the Maral also explains, and you can't say that the reason why we need Bereishis is to teach us Emunah, that it needs to teach us the idea that there is a creator and that Hashem created the whole world and can do with it whatever he wants, because, as the Maral points out, it's actually the miracles that take place later in Jewish history that we are all there to witness, like Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Eser Makos. It's from there, when you experience yourself such miracles and a changing of the natural order of the world, those miracles teach you that there must have been a creator who's able to do this. So the Maral says, it's not that we need the story of Bereishis to be able to believe in the miracles that are going to take place later. It's the fact that we ourselves, our forefathers, that's why we relive Pesach every year, because we experience those miracles that teaches us about there must have been a creation. Therefore, says the Maral, that's Rabbi Yitzchak's question. Since I don't need this to teach me Emunah, and the language of Torah implies something instructive, something that's going to teach us how to live, why don't we start with Bereishis? What does it add? Now, Rabbi Yitzchak answers, and he says it's in order to teach us that we Jews have the right to Eretz Yisrael. He quotes the pasuk from Sefer Tehillim, Koach Ma'asav Yigid La'amav, the strength of his actions, he has told to us that if the nations of the world will ever come and say, Listim Atem, will come to say to us, you're thieves, you stole these lands from the nations that were there before you, we will be able to say back to them, it's not true. Hashem created the whole world. He gave the land to he who he decided he wanted to give it to when he thought he wanted to give it to them. And when he no longer wanted them to have it, he took it from the seven nations that existed, and gave it to us. And so Rashi therefore opens with a statement from Rabbi Yitzchak and all of Chumash that we need to know that we have the rights to Eretz Yisrael because Hashem created the whole world. He could do with it whatever he wants. He gave it to the nations when he wanted to give it to them, and he gave it to us when he wanted to give it to us. That is the first Rashi. Maral asks, but how did Rabbi Yitzchak answer his question? The whole starting point of his question was that this is a book of law. It's a book of hora'ah, of instructions to teach us how to live. So how did he answer his question? Or is he changing what he thinks the goal of Torah is? Because the answer of his question, simply that we have the land of Eretz Yisrael, doesn't instruct us in anything. So how does that answer what his problem was? So the Maral answers, Maral says, this answer of Rabbi Yitzchak, that we have the land of Eretz Yisrael, is actually a continuation of the exact same thought process that he had when he asked the question, which is it's a book of law, it's a book of Horah, it's a book of teaching us how to be. And we need to know that we have Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to fulfill all of those mitzvahs. And he says here a fundamental concept that he's going to go back to a number of times throughout his work. And he says, Roiv mitzvahs ha-Torah tluyos ba'aretz. Number one, you need to know, a good number of the mitzvahs can only be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. For example, Trumos and Maestros, Binyan, Beis HaBechir, those things can only be done there. But even more than that, says Noral, a fundamental concept, all of Torah is really only appropriate in Eretz Yisrael. And you need to know, as you start Chumash, in the very first pasuk, in the first comment that Rashi makes, that we have the right to Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to fulfill all of the mitzvahs of the Torah. And he quotes from the Ramban. And the Ramban says, that all of Torah's mishpatei Elokei Haaretz, all the laws of the Torah are the laws of the Elokei Haaretz, of the God of the land, kolomar, shekol mitzvot shebatorah, all the mitzvahs in the Torah, says the Maral, heim shayochin, are appropriate and relevant, davka ba'aretz, specifically only in the land. And in the land is where the mitzvahs belong, and that's where we need to have Eretz Yisrael in order to be able to fulfill all of Torah. The Maral is coming off of a comment that Rashi makes later in Chumash, all the way in Sefer Devarim. We say this pasuk all the time, three times a day in the second paragraph of Shema. And on that pasuk, Rashi makes a very fascinating comment that Maral talks at great length about as well. There the Torah says, in the second paragraph of Shema, Hishamru lachem, be careful not to stray from the paths of Torah. Pen yiftel avavchem v'sartem avadatem elohim acherim. And what's going to happen is v'charo af Hashem, v'cham Hashem is going to get angry and he's going to close up the heavens. V'lo yematar v'adam alo sitein es yivula. The earth will not produce anything for you. V'avadatem mehera. And you will be banished quickly. Me'al ha'aretz ha'tevo asher asem lo shenchem. From the land that Hashem gave you, you'll be exiled. And then the very next pasuk, v'samtem es divarai eila al avavchem v'al nafshechem, put on tefillin, u'kshartem osam leos al yadchem, and u'chsaftem al mezuzot pesecho v'shracho, put a mezuzah on your house. And Rashi asks, I don't understand the flow of the pesukim. We go from, you're going to not observe the laws of the Torah, you're going to be banished from the land. Put on tefillin. Why is the mitzvah putting on tefillin the first thing that the Torah says after you're banished from the land? And Rashi says, Perikid Aleph and Sefer Dvarim, Af la'achar shetiglu, Rashi says, even after you're exiled, heyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvos, mark yourselves in mitzvos, hinichu tefillin, asu mezuzos. Don't forget, even in exile, you have to put on your tefillin and your mezuzos. And then Rashi says the most unbelievable phrase, kedei shelo yihyu lachem chadoshim kishetachzeru, that they shouldn't be new to you when you come back home. And Rashi, the Maral, speaks at great length in Parshas Dvarim about this, that the Torah itself commands us to do mitzvahs in exile. It's not a mitzvah midrabanan. It's the Torah. It's a mitzvah midaraisa. Hashem commands everyone to put on tefillin and mezuzahs on our doors, even in exile, in order that when we come back to Eretz Yisrael, where the mitzvahs are shayach, and where it's really the Elokei, Mishmatei Elokei Haaretz, we know what we're doing. Otherwise, it would be like a new Nisina Satorah, the Maral says. If we stopped doing it in Galus, and we only came, when we came back to Eretz Yisrael, it would be like a new Torah. It's not a new Torah, it's the same Torah. And therefore, the Torah commands us, it's not a Drabbanim, the Torah commands every Jew to wear mitzvah, tefillin, and mezuzah, and tzitzis, and Shabbos, and kashrus, everything in Galus, in order that we know what to do when we come back to Eretz Yisrael. It's an unbelievable comment. And that's what the Ramban is commenting on. And Rashi says in Chumash, we say it, it's in Shema, second paragraph of Shema, we say it three times a day. Therefore, the Maral says, going back to the very first Rashi in Chumash, Rabbi Yitzchak asks, why do we start with Bereishis? And Rabbi Yitzchak answers, because we need to know that we have the right to Eretz Yisrael. Says Maral, what is that relevant to the Horah? Why is it relevant to what we need to do? It's everything that's relevant to what we need to do, because without Eretz Yisrael, we don't have the place where all the mitzvahs need to be fulfilled. And therefore, the very beginning of Chumash, on the first comment that Rashi makes, quoting from Rabbi Yitzchak, why do we start with Bereishis to know that the land of Eretz Yisrael belongs to us? Hashem created the world and He gave us the land, and that's where He wants us to fulfill all of our mitzvahs. And every moment that we're not in Eretz Yisrael, we're doing it so that we know exactly what we need to do when we will get back to Eretz Yisrael, Mirtz Hashem, soon. For those of us still living here in Galus. That's the first Maral's comment on the first Rashi in Chumash.